10 minutes away from 9 o'clock, and joining us right now via telephone is Matthew from the National Weather Service office there on Wood Island. Good morning, Matthew.
Hello.
So we've had some pretty decent rain, and I'm getting questions from a lot of listeners wondering if, first of all, what our rain totals are looking like, because it seems like we've been getting a pretty good amount of rain this rain season, and if we're still officially in drought.
We are still officially in drought, even though it's been raining quite a bit. You know, there's a couple different kinds of drought, and there's on the drought monitor, they classify it as a short-term or a long-term drought, and we are out of the short-term drought. The lawns are growing. The trees are happier again. But the long-term drought is more the big reservoir deficits and groundwater levels that have gone down. So those are still slowly coming back. And if you look at the rainfall totals since January 1st in Eureka, we're at 29.75 inches, and the normal is 34 inches. So we're still a little more than 4 inches below normal for the year.
Wow.
And, of course, there were some below normal last year. So.
Okay. Now, since it got rainy, I guess since July, you said we're a little bit above normal, right?
Yep. And, you know, for this fall, since July, we've had 13.75 inches, and the normal's 10.75. So.
Okay, so that bodes well.
Mm-hmm.
That definitely
yep.
bodes well. Now, I assume we are doing a lot better than the rest of the state here.
Yeah. You know, the drought is starting to diminish in our area, and other parts of the state, it's still an exceptional drought. It's called on the drought monitor. They've gotten a little bit of rain, but they're still in the short-term and the long-term kind of droughts.
Now, I heard that the Sierra's gotten a little bit of snow.
Yeah, they have. I'm not real sure exactly how much, but I know they've gotten some getting started, and this next system should help.
Now, speaking of this next system, we're supposed to get some pretty good heavy rain, looks by Wednesday night. And I was taking a look at the Eel River forecast. I always like to keep an eye on that since I have to cross that thing every single day. Today it was up at around 4.5 feet when I crossed it. But it looks like by maybe midnight on Friday, it's going to be a hair's breadth away from flood stage. Not just flood warning, but actual flood stage.
Yeah. We're going to see a pretty good amount of rain coming into, it's going to be kind of focused over Mendocino County. Probably widespread 3 to 6 inches with locally up to 8 inches possible.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah. So it's going to come pretty fast. The rivers are going to rise pretty fast. And there could be some minor flooding. You know, if the storm switches, shifts just a little bit, the rainfall amounts will change, and it could be a little above or a little below flood stage. But nothing too serious. It's kind of a quick-moving system. So going to be in here and out of here in 12 hours.
So even if it goes a little bit above flood, it should not be closing the 211?
No, if it just goes a little bit above flood, it's not
closing the roadway.
Close.
Yeah, we've seen that happen a few times, but it's been a while since we've seen this kind of a rise in the river, so it's kind of exciting.
Yeah, and probably the biggest thing to worry about is the small streams and creeks.
Right.
You know, around here in Eureka, but also particularly in southern Humboldt and Mendocino County, the streams will be coming up really fast with these quick, heavy amounts of rain in 12 hours or 12 to 18 hours.
All righty. Well, so the official word is, although we are, you know, a little healthier as far as the short term goes, the long term drought is still in effect. When should that be done? What's it going to take to end the long term drought?
Well, it's probably going to take a wetter, above-average winter to get rid of that drought now.
Okay. Well,
it's hard to say if maybe 150% of average to get rid of that drought.
150%?
And,
what is average?
That's about 40 inches for Eureka.
Okay.
38 to 40 inches.
Wow. So like over 60 inches will be getting us out of the drought then.
Yeah, you know, if it's spread over a little longer time, it might it just takes a long time to get those reservoirs back up, the big reservoirs.
All righty. Well, Matthew, thank you so much for filling us in. Appreciate that.
Yeah.